Dear friends, it's so wonderful to be here this evening in the capacity that you great men of this state has placed me as Brotherhood President. And I want to humbly thank you and pledge to you everything that is within my power through the direction of our wonderful Lord and Savior to do that which is the great thing to do for the men of this state, to lead out and to lead on in the things that are high and holy in this precious land of ours, namely the Texas Baptist men of this great state. And friends in Christ, I would draw your attention to the fact that we do have Jesus. Yes, we have a challenge. And let us hear these passages of Scripture from Ephesians chapter 3, 14 through 20, if you care to follow along. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you may, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Yes, we have an opportunity, and we are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that is asked, according to the power that God gives us. The most precious things are in our hands, dear men, are in our hearts. We have the whole world, and we have the whole wealth of the universe at our very door. The Spirit of our Lord is round about us. Let us contemplate upon him. Contemplation is to cease from self-activity and in quietness to expose oneself to God. Contemplation is to bring the soul into a receptive attitude before God. It is to keep your mind empty of everything save the thought of God. If it helps you, you may from time to time quietly utter the name of God. Oh, so many times we go about empty-hearted and empty mind and empty thought. When riding down the highway, we can just utter God's name and thank you, Lord, for the blessings of the day. Thank you for our families, our churches, and our friends. What a glorious thing it is to include God in our thoughts each moment. Its essence is indicated in a familiar word of Scripture. Be still and know that I am God. With prayer, we are letting things happen to us. We are bringing Christ into our hearts. With prayer, with God. Yes, as Texas Baptist men, Dr. Cooper, we do accept the opportunities to boldly proclaim God's grace as Texas Baptist men. We accept the opportunity to work with our men, young men and boys, to do all things possible in the river ministry that we've heard so much about in these past few months that has challenged us on and on to carry his word to people down on the Rio Grande Valley there and to teach our neighbors about Jesus Christ. This is what is expected of Baptist men, dear people, to do from here on out. We've been doing a tremendous job in the past, but oh, we look to the future now. And we want to do the river ministry, sure. But we have a ministry in our own homes many times. The person across the street is just as lost as the man across the ocean. We must remember this as Baptist men. At this very particular time, I'd like for every Baptist layman that's here tonight, would you kindly stand at this time? Would you please, every Baptist layman in our great state, God bless you and look how many they are. Oh, Dr. Patterson, we have some giants. Just remain standing a moment. I don't think you would mind doing this. Just look how long our Christ was on the cross for us. Let's stand for just a moment, you dear Baptist men, for a challenge. And I want to challenge each of you right now. And if you can remain standing until I get through accepting these opportunities and challenges in which we are led to know, to do, I know we shall have a mighty army for Christ marching in this great state of Texas with giants of this state. We have giants in the Baptist men in this great state. Now, the first thing I feel that is paramount in this challenge and opportunity is our pastor and layman relationship. In order to have an active and prosperous Baptist men's work, our brotherhood, if we want to call that, it is a must that we have the blessings and have everything cleared with the men of God that comprise the pulpits of our wonderful churches of our great state, namely our pastors. We must have this. Number two, when we accept a responsibility in our church men, we must do the task ourselves if we accept that responsibility, or we should not close our eyes until we see that someone that has been burdened for our work complete the job. And three, as men, we must not be afraid to attack the issues of this day that concerns our homes, our families, and our churches. Oh, how we are in need so much today of giants that will stand and fill the gap. And I like so well what our wonderful pastor said at the convention yonder in Lubbock this past fall. I don't remember which one it was, but it means so much to me. It says, get off of the bench and get into the game. And that is so meaningful with our Baptist men. And this year is a year where we'll have many issues brought up in this great state. You know, it's election year, and we're going to have something tried to poke down our throat that they've been trying to do for a long time. And as Baptist men and men of our homes, as fathers and husbands and granddads too, if you please, we must get out of the middle of that road and let them know which side we're on. And until we do this, Texas Baptist men, we're going to be playing tiddlywinks. We have coming up this year the other liquor by the drink and extending of drinking hours. We have par mutual betting, gambling, if you please, that men, Texas Baptist men, must step out and step on and to do the job that we need to do and hold the flag high for Christ in these issues. And we want you to feel free to take part in all of this as Texas Baptist men. There was a very dear friend of mine just recently said, how in the name of God can you take a stand as you do in the city that you're in with the business that you're in? I says, how in the name of God can I not take the stand that I take? And dear people, we need to get off of our complacency, out of that, and to get into this game. We must carry our mission throughout this state and abroad. We must teach others about Christ. Are you still standing, men? God bless you. I know we're going to have a good year. We must accept this opportunity, men. We're going to accept it. And I'm glad to see you standing. Dear men, let's uphold the arms of our pastors. Let them keep on the whole armor as a preacher. And there's work to be done together. You know, a pastor sometimes have a hard, hard thing in his life. Gets very lonely, as we do. So many more laymen than there are pastors. There's a pastor needs to put his head on someone's shoulder sometimes and cries. He has to be careful which shoulder it is. You can get as close to your pastor as you want to, men. It's up to us. It isn't up to our pastor to do this. So let's uphold their arms. Free their minds from little old pettiness that might come that would tend to keep them from giving of their very best when they get up to preach the Word of God. And if we can do this as Baptist men, those of you that are standing, I know others will join you. And when this year comes to a close, we'll see many people come in and accept Christ as their personal Savior and want to walk along with our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, we haven't our pastor at our churches yet, but Brother Jimmy Allen is here tonight. And I want to pledge to him my love as a deacon of his church and as the Texas Baptist Brotherhood president. And I want you to know that I've loved every pastor I had. He's been the best pastor in the whole world. Your pastor should be the best pastor in the whole world. And I feel that. And I'm going to have Brother Jimmy there. I love him better than any pastor, I'll tell you, than you have, because he's going to be the best. He's my pastor. And God bless you all now, dear people, and I see you're still standing. Men, Texas Baptist men, think it over, will you please? The issues, the challenges that have been before us. Brother Wimpy, our executive secretary, Brother Wimpy Smith, told us today in a meeting that he had planned on taking a group of us over to Brazil, and we're going to go over there, if God willing, and do that work that needs to be done. But we have work at home to do before we go. Think it over, men. God bless you. You may be seated.